Well, hello and good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Welcome today, Wednesday, March 31st, the very last day of March already, okay? I am tripping. We're going into the fourth month of 2021 already, but glory to God, we are here together, and I am so glad to be joining with you on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Now, listen, what I want you to do is go ahead and download the app. You can go into your Apple Store, your App Store, whatever, and I don't know what Android looks like, but you can go in the Apple Store or get it off of Google and download the app into your phone and take us with you everywhere you go. And then you can also, if you're at home and your hands are tied, hey Google, play Gina's Radio Chat, and it'll take you to Gina's Radio Chat. Or hey Alexa, play BBS Radio Station Number 1, and it'll bring you right here to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right, you guys, what an amazing day. Let's talk about the weather, shall we? Today in DC, it is 64 degrees. We got showers coming in an hour. It's going to rain all day until tomorrow at 8 a.m. We're going to get some relief. The temperatures are going down, you guys. 28 degrees we're going to wake up to, and it's only going to be 46 degrees tomorrow. But our high today is 64, and that is it. All right. And so let's see. We got to go to another country or state. Okay, in London, it is 68 degrees. Our high is going to be 70 degrees today. Sunny, and that is so awesome. Los Angeles, you are 57 degrees right now. Your high is 88 degrees. Yay! Love it. All sunshine, not a cloud in sight. Augusta, Georgia, 72 degrees. Your high is going to be 81 today. South Australia, 66 degrees is your high. Tomorrow, you're going to wake up to 61 degrees, all sunshine. And 90 degrees is going to be your high tomorrow. Right now, you're sitting under beautiful, clear skies, seeing all the stars. Kenya, you are 97 degrees right now, mostly cloudy. You're waking up to 75 degrees tomorrow. 97 is going to be your high tomorrow, partly cloudy. Hawaii, you are 50 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 66, and you're expecting showers as well. Showers all week long, so be prepared for that in that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state. Hawaii, 48 degrees is what you're waking up to tomorrow. 64 is going to be your high. Let's see, Puerto Rico. Hey, your 75 degrees is going to be your high today. Waking up to 63, all sunshine. Portugal, 73 degrees. That's your high. You're waking up to 39, and your temperature is going to be significantly lowered, 55 degrees tomorrow, and sunshine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If I did not mention your state, continent, nation, or country, guess what? God is still in control, and he has the final say always, and he loves you. And because he loves you, I love you too. All right, you guys, no matter what's going on, he's going to fix it. No matter what's going on around you, through you, about you, he's going to do what he do, because he is God and he is amazing. All right, you guys, let's move on. Let's take a sponsorship break, and we'll be right back with my ministerial moment.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth, and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
Hallelujah. My ministerial moment. I want to talk about just teamwork in the kingdom of God. It is so, so awesome and so amazing when we can team up and do the kingdom business, handle the kingdom business. You know, God brought us together unified on one accord. And, amazing things happen when we are unified. Amazing things happens when we are on one accord. So I want to, let's see, I'm trying to, can anybody, I want to make sure, I don't know if anybody can hear me. Can you hear me? I'm actually on Instagram too, and I'm trying to flow here. No, not you, producer Doug, not you. Yeah, God will just do amazing things when we are unified and on one accord. And it's so amazing to watch him move. Yesterday, oh, okay, thank you. I was wondering, somebody said we can't hear. Okay, I got Instagram on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I'm sorry. I'm trying to work and maneuver. I'm not tech savvy. I'm doing my best. And I'm literally doing this show and on Instagram from having only 3 hours of sleep. I had 3 hours of sleep yesterday and 3 hours of sleep the day before, the night before. So I just wanted to share how amazing and how beautiful things can happen and how they work when God is utilizing our unity. It's so imperative that we unify, not with the people that we think we should, but just people that God sends together. I did, yesterday was so amazing in Clubhouse. There was a deliverance service that God had placed on my heart, a vision about little girls and little boys. And I had already met a few people in this prayer room that you guys have known that I talked about. It's a morning prayer that's 24/7 on Clubhouse, and I met a couple of people, and one of them was the visionary of it. Her name is Prophetess Nikita, and also Prophetess Lisa, that founded and started this vision that God had given them about prayer 24/7. And I met a couple of people in that prayer room because it's so anointed. And so, but I also met a couple of other people through other rooms in the clubhouse and connected with them. But anyway, I had no idea what God was going to do. This weekend, it just popped in my spirit, do a deliverance service and call it the effects of the little girl and the little boy spirits, and God can heal. I didn't think twice about it, because one thing's for sure, when you are moving by the Holy Spirit and God is dwelling with you, you don't have a time to just sit and contemplate it, reasoning with it, trying to fix it, make it look pretty, trying to do it. Like, you just got to do what he tells you to do. And I just threw it out there, booked it up, set the date, because he said do it on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. I did that. I set it up. I didn't have no idea who he's gonna have to come and team up with me, but gradually it just started coming together. Every piece started coming together. Every person that he said, get them, get them. I followed his leading, and I got them and asked them through DMs and Instagram, or even through a, yeah, basically that's how I got in touch with them, is through the DMs, through Instagram. So I didn't really know a lot of them, a lot of the people very well, but I knew that they were of God, and I trusted God whenever he said to, get them. And so I did that. And so with that, working together, some of the people never, a couple of them never did deliverance, but they were intercessors. Some of the people had never gone to the level that we went into, but I'm telling you, God moved through us. I don't even know how many it was. I think it was like 12 of us, or maybe 11. I don't even remember. But this deliverance service, I think about 60 or 50 something people came in that room, and a lot of them stayed in that room for the whole time. And let me tell you, when we got out of that room, it was from 8 p.m. until 4:30 when we were done and at the last one. And I'm telling you, every person, good morning, Ethel, Mother Ethel. Every person was really, hey, Anthony, every person was used by God. Their gifts, oh my God, gifts started stirring up that people didn't even know that they had. I mean, it was just so amazing how God flowed through each and every one of us. And it was such a team. And I just had to come on Dr. Gina's radio chat because that's the last thing that I did actually like 4 hours ago. And I am literally just amazed at the supernatural strength that God gives us when we are obedient. I mean, you know, the enemy tried to come in and try to distract it and tried to, you know, speak against it and things like that. But I knew, you know, what the enemy was doing. I knew when the enemy tried to come in that it was going to be God was getting ready to do something. And he really, really did move. So out of our unity, out of our oneness in Christ and allowing ourselves to be submissive to his leading and allowing ourselves to, you know, just humble ourselves. And it's not about a big I, little I, no I, a T and a cross and it ain't about none of that. It's about thus say the Lord. And people was healed and people was delivered. And I just want to say to the million listeners that we have worldwide, when you listen to the archive, if you're listening on iHeart, if you're listening on Instagram, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to every person that, you know, gave their time, shared their gift. I want to say thank you to you publicly. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate your humility, your servanthood, and your love for God's people and your willingness to be a team. I thank you for that. It is not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. People were healed from all kind of trauma from their childhood. They were delivered from so many things that they had experienced along the way. And that is what is so awesome. And for me to still be here, and I see Minister Anthony and Mother Ethel, y'all sitting up there, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all was in there, so y'all already know that if I'm sitting up here like this, I mean, look at it. It is nothing but God. I am literally on some kind of supernatural high. So I just thank everyone. Deliverance, fasting, and prayer is so important to your journey. It is so important. I don't have my Bible in front of me right now, but I want to say this. If you would trust in the Lord, this scripture is my favorite. It's my go on for everything. If you would just trust in the Lord and lean not onto your own understanding and acknowledge him in all thy ways, he will direct your path. He will direct your path. He will connect you to the people you need to be connected to. He will, you know, use what he's put together for his glory. He was glorified. And I'm so excited about all of the people that received what they needed from God. That's what it's all about. And I love you guys for listening and rocking with me on Dr. Gina's radio chat. You've heard so many testimonies and from celebrities to everybody. We all a celebrity. We done heard from everybody, you know, from people that got huge platforms to the local, the tiny church on the corner. We have heard so many testimonies of how God has moved and has done amazing things in our lives. And so I'm just so grateful that we are a body. And I know we got a lot of work to do. It's a lot of work that needs to be done. But from what I saw and what I know is going on around the world, people are ready to be healed and they are ready to be delivered and they are ready to come to an altar that has the fire of God and they don't care. They are ready to get it done. And so we got to be in place and position ourselves. Deliverance is not just to be ministered to, but it's also to be ministered to others, but it's also to be ministered to ourselves. So I just want you to go with that. You know, Jesus commissioned us to go out and heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. So don't run away, run to. Please don't run away, because if you are a minister of the gospel, you are anointed to do all things. God will equip you. He will not withhold any good thing from you. Whatever it is that you need, whatever you're facing in ministry, he will equip you, because it's not by might nor by power, but it's by his spirit. And let me tell you, Oh my God. I wish so many people could see it. The room was just, and it's not a regular room. It was just something that God put on my heart to do that one time. I don't know if it'll be another. I don't even care about any of that. I'm swimming in it now. I'm so swimming in it right now. I'm just basking in the moment. That's all. I don't care about the next time or, you know, planning nothing. I am excited about what I saw him do through the internet, you know, through the Clubhouse, through the internet, over the, you know, over a phone, through an app. I mean, oh my goodness, just amazing, just amazing, just amazing. God is so amazing. And so many people, like I said, on the team was used mightily. Oh my God, I can't even, Sister Prophetess Nikita, Prophetess Lucretia, Prophetess Janice, Apostle Jacqueline, Prophetess Letitia. I mean, it goes on. Minister Derek, Prophetess Brandon. I mean, just shout outs to you if you see this video. Like I said, y'all, I'm on Instagram too. Shout out to all of y'all. Mother Ethel, thank you so much for what you've done. Anthony, I know you was praying and holding us down. I'm just so glad to just have you all. And if I did not mention, Kristen, Prophetess Kristen was on there. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you. I appreciate. Oh, Mother Gloria, she prayed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My brain is fogged a little bit, but I'm still high in the Lord, and I just thank God for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. All right, you guys, this was Ministerial Moment. Just had to share. Go on Clubhouse if you're not now. Connect with me on Gina R. Prince. At Gina R. Prince, go ahead and connect with me. Go into the room of the morning prayer 24/7. That's going on 24/7. We don't know when the next. Oh my God! Thank you, thank you, Wanjaku. That's my girl. Oh my God! She was the first person I talked to this morning. Oh yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Minister Wanjaku. I love you. You rocked, girl. You was doing your thing even when you was at work. I just appreciate you so much. Thank you. I can't see who did that, but I saw that name. Glory to God. Thank you so much. I don't know how, because I just talked to her this morning. All right, you guys, this has been Ministerial Moment. I love you so much for listening. Those that are in the radio land, please go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Gina R. Prince. We're getting ready for my guest. I'm so excited about Tashe. She's joining us with her new single. It is called Love Lift Me Up. We're going to play that. We're going to hear from my sister. She is a gospel recording artist. She is a voice trainer, a writer, a producer. She is thebomb.com. So we'll be right back after this break, and we'll be talking to my girl.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, this is your girl, Dr. Cree. I'm a board-certified family medicine physician. And remember that your health is your wealth. And you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, she did a great job, Dr. K. Love her. Okay, welcome, 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 my sister. Before we get into the interview, Kendra, Minister Kendra, she did her thing last night too. Praise God. Love her. Prophetess Janice. Did I not say Prophetess Janice? Prophetess Janice and Kendra. Thank you so much, y'all, for helping me. All right. My girl, my recording artist, vocal trainer, writer, producer, Tashay. Welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Well, I'm glad to have you. Go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody so they can know where to start following you and introduce your new single before we get into your interview.
Well, I'm Tashay Fias. Like you already said, I'm a recording artist. Also, I'm a professor, a music professor at McLennan Community College. I'm the CEO and founder of the Vocal Lab, where I do teach vocal lessons from beginners to advanced lessons, and I help women and I help men and just inspiring artists who just need encouragement, who need resources and need mentorship. And I'm also a vocal producer. I love vocal arranging and just doing phenomenal things with creating and stuff. And so I'm just so excited to be here. I recently released my new single, Love Lifting Me, which is now number one on DWGN in Mississippi. And so I'm really excited for what God is doing. Recently just came from Atlanta on the Atlanta Live show. And just some amazing things is happening. And I'm just really honored to be sharing my music with you guys on your platform.
So Love Lifted Me. We're getting ready to listen to that right now. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Peaceful shore, or very deeply
Fire. Oh my goodness. Okay, let me get on with the interview. Let me get on to the get in, okay? Listen. So tell us, Tasha, when did you realize you had this amazing talent, this gift? I mean, first of all, let me ask you this. Who arranged the music? Did you arrange that music?
Yes, ma'am, I did. So, So my mom is a musician, and we had this old version that she used to teach this choir a long time ago. And so, like, a couple of years later, I felt like the need to, I just felt this pull, and God gave me just a better version of it. And I was like, you know what, I kind of want to upgrade this version. And so I finally was able to manifest it. And really, I already had music to this. So basically what you're hearing, some new musicians where I laid all the vocals down, me and my daughter, we laid all the vocals down, and the musicians played around my vocals.
Wow. And so
the arrangement was already done. The arrangement, everything from top to bottom, and the music put it around my vocals and stuff. And so I wanted to give something different. Not only that, you know, a lot of us don't understand that hymns is needed. And so a lot of young people don't really know about it. And so that's the reason why I wanted to just bring something, not only just to lift people's spirits because of the pandemic, but I also wanted to introduce and to make younger people want to love him. And so I was able to create that with that, and also be able to cheer people up when they hear this song, to know that God is really, his love will lift you up in spite of what you might be going through, in spite of what you might be facing. Just know that his love will keep you.
Let me tell you something. You hit it so on the head. I was watching the Aretha Franklin thing on Hulu. You can watch it all the way through. You can just watch it all the way through. I didn't have to watch it week after week. I just watched it like a movie all the way through. And the songs that she sang, the hymns, I'm talking about, let me tell you, it reminded me when I was younger. And we would sing those in church. And I didn't remember all of the lyrics or all of the words. You know, I didn't remember all of that. But when she sang the songs, it touched my soul. It's just something about him.
Yes.
It's just something different. It just hit you like in a whole different way. And so to hear you say that, and I just watched that movie. And I even played some of the songs, like some from her Grace, what is it, Amazing Grace album that she had, that project. I even played it in my own time, and just how God just really moved through those hymns. And you know, we can't take everything out. I mean, you know, the old and the new kind of work together. We can't just miss the foundation. And you know, I'm just so thankful to hear you echo that in the spirit, and how God has you bringing that forth. So now you're out here, and you got your start, and you got your, you know, your training, and you've been witnessing this growing up and how it's done and everything. Now you done got your first situation. What was your first break when you were like, oh my God, this is really God, I'm in the right place,
man? Like, okay, so I was going through a lot, because I was originally supposed to release it last year, and stuff just kept happening. And so I was like, I was just ready to give up. I felt like I just need to throw in the towel. Maybe this ain't for me. But when I released it on the 4th of January, I just started seeing just stuff just happening that first week. And I had just, you know, released it. And the fact that it's March and God is just, I'm traveling almost every week. Weekend, and I'm getting more clients from different cities. I'm on your platform right now. You know, people are reaching out to me, and it's like smooth things are just happening without me trying to do it this time, you know, because I depended on God, and I depended for him to move me and to bless this single. And then the fact that I'm now about to start be on my first tour. That's how I knew, like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe this. Like, everything that I've dreamed, and I've been doing this for a long time, and so the fact that God is hitting me, it's just like, dang, God, you know, it's not in vain. Everything that I've been through is not in vain. And so I'm just excited for what God is doing. That's how I knew that it was my big break and that it was time.
I love what you said, that, you know, it took a minute, you know, but you were consistent and you kept, maturing. And I'd like to believe that when God is, you know, it's like you're already there, but you haven't gotten the release. It's like you've been released, but you're not really released, but you're like, I'm already out, but so why is anything happening? That's just the preparation process. It's like maturing. Mm-hmm. You've learned a lot, I know. You've seen a lot in the industry. You've seen, the gospel industry. I know you've seen a lot. I know you've experienced a lot of surprises and aha moments and a lot of I'm never doing that again, or I learned my lesson from that. And that's part of growing up in the gospel, growing up in ministry, whatever it is. We can be in the situation, but not out. You know, we're not out. Like, I think about Jesus, you know, there was a period when he came out in his ministry and his ministry went forth, you know, on a whole nother level. You see what I'm saying? But he was still in temples preaching and teaching and talking and learning and, you know, sharing and all of that stuff, right? So that's what God does. There's a season and a time that is designated for when, you know, it's just like, bam, you're just really out there. When you start moving in that thing you've been, you know, growing in and maturing in and all of that. So don't you think that you're more ready now?
Yes, I really believe I am. And that's the thing, God said, you're ready now. And the fact that he was able to trust me in the wilderness season and I was still doing his work is saying that now I really can trust you to push you out there, to throw you out there, because you've been faithful to me even when people didn't see you.
Consistency. Because guess what? Yes. You don't think they saw you, but they did see you, but they couldn't do nothing with you because God hadn't released them to do nothing with you yet. But believe you me, a lot of people were watching your process, and you have encouraged a lot of people with being consistent. I am so excited to have gotten to meet you. Tell everybody where you are actually teaching. I know I want to talk about your training. Okay. I want to talk about that. Tell us all about that.
I'm actually doing virtually online, and I also teach in person as well. I have my own office, but I also can travel to you. I help with choirs, I help one-on-one sessions, I help with artists, I help in the studio. So there's several options where you can reach out to me. I have artist development, I have so many different mentorships. I help with the music business because I've learned so much in the industry. And also, not only is it that I help with the voice, but I'm also helping as far as activating those gifts spiritually and being able to, because there's a lot of broken people that's coming to me because I've been in their shoes. And so God is sending them not only for me to help them musically, but also to help them spiritually and also to basically be a counselor to them, to help them in the mind, to help them to believe in themselves. I'm starting to see that they're being an encourager because a lot of them have rejected them, have made them feel like they was less than, have not even taken the time to embrace them or their gifts, and has, you know, basically just threw them away. And so God is sending them to me to show them the love, to take my time with them, to be patient with them, to embrace them, to love them, to shepherd them, and to guide them into the right direction. And so I'm so, I said to myself when God gave me this vision, and I started to see what he was doing, that if I don't sing another song, I know that my purpose is to help other singers get to where they need to be, is to help them know who they are and to help them grow, help them to believe in themselves, help them to know that they are loved, help them to know that they are needed in this kingdom. And so it's really, really, really a joy to me, and this is my true passion.
I love, 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 love it. I love everything you said. I could keep you on here forever. I want you to do a radio drop for me, because when you go to the Dove and the Stella Awards, I want you to have given me the drop.
Yes.
And you will see me at one of those events at some point. They all do. So I'll be interviewing you more in the future. I'll be interviewing you more in the future. And so when things start opening up a little bit, and I'm so excited about your journey, and I'm so glad that God chose you and that he's using you, and you are just so gifted, and you're sharing your gift and you're pouring out into people. And I just pray that God will continue to fill you up, that your cup will never run dry, and it'll run over, and many people will be blessed. You are such a blessing. You are such a blessing, Tashi.
Thank you.
Yes. So tell everybody where they can follow you on social media and where they can buy your single.
Yes. So you can follow me on Vocal Loud Coach on IG and Facebook, or you can follow me on Tashay Size Music on IG and Facebook. And I also have a Twitter that's under Tashay Size as well. And I also have a website, booktashay.com. Where I have my artist page, and I have my Vocal Loud page where you can book me as well. Also, you can get my music on my website as well, and you can go on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, all digital outlets.
Yes!
Where music is being sold. And so I'm so grateful. Also, the video is out as well. You can go to YouTube and pull up Love Lifting Me by Tashay Sias, and you can look at the full video. You will enjoy it. You will love it. And I'm just praying that y'all follow me in this journey, and I'm so grateful to share my story with you guys and my music with you as well.
Tashay Sias, oh, I'm good. So glad. Love Lifting Me. Go and get it right now. Follow her on Instagram. Connect with her. If you need lessons, contact her. I think it's so great with the virtual situation, because you don't have to be in the same state. You can have multiple clients all over the world, which is so dope. Girl, you rock. I'm so glad you got
connected. Thank you so much. Thank
you. Are so welcome. All right, you guys, listen. Go ahead and follow her. I'm about to call Doug. I call you Pastor and Prophet. My producer, Doug. Doug, will you please take Tashay and go ahead and do a drop with her as we go into the commercial break? No, you know what? We won't do a commercial break. Let's go ahead and play the gospel house mix by DJ Spivey. Let's just go right into that. I feel like dancing. Tashay got me rocking over here with her single. I'm ready to go on and keep the party going. That's how I'm feeling right now. All right. Thank you so much, Tashay. Hold on for Doug. He's going to come and take care of you. And we're going to go right into DJ Dave Spivey with Gospel House Mix. Ah, you want to stay tuned for this. I love his mixes.
Touch the person on your right and tell them, I bless you in Jesus' name. Touch the one on your left, say, I bless you in Jesus' name. We want to speak the sevenfold blessings upon the people of God. I speak blessings of health for you and your family. I speak blessings of deliverance for any habits that you may be having in your life. I speak blessings of peace to your mind about anybody or anything that may be on your nerves or disturbing you today. I speak blessings of salvation to any friend or loved one you've been praying for. Just cover your heart for a minute. I speak blessings of comfort to any person who is listening that is hurting, bereaved, lonely, or confused. I speak blessings of finances to all under the sound of my voice, according to his riches and glory. I speak blessings of anointing and promotion in your life and your assignment to move forward in your purpose.
Hey, you got something I got.
right? It's not long enough. Follow him on YouTube, DJ Dave Spivey. Go to his YouTube page. You can find all of the gospel house mixes on his YouTube page. And then some. He is awesome. I love him. A little story about Dave and I, and then I'm going to close this out in what's on my mind. Connection. I've known Dave since maybe my high school years or my early 20s. I was a hot mess, okay? When I say a hot mess, that's what I mean. And Dave was always just so such a gentleman, so cool, so down to earth, and just so laid back, and just artsy, and really, really talented and creative. Just his aura was just so abstract and just so cool, just a really cool vibe. And we got back in touch with each other through social media, maybe, 10 years ago, 8 years ago. And to have us working for the kingdom of God together through his music on Dr. Gina's radio chat is such a blessing to me. I love you, Dave. I appreciate you. You know, we encourage each other. We try to, try to support each other in everything that we, God is doing in our lives. And I just appreciate him so much. So go and follow DJ Dave Spivey. DJ Dave Spivey. Just put that in. And it'll go, because he's got DJ_Spivey_music, I believe that is, but DJ Spivey, and go on YouTube and follow my friend for all of these years. I love what God is doing. Divine appointments. Going right into, we didn't do no commercials. We did one commercial. That's good enough. It's like, let God put things together. That's just what I want to say and what's on my mind. Let God put things together for you. Allow him to bring the people that you need. I couldn't have never done it myself. To have DJ Dave Spivey have a segment on Dr. Gina's radio chat once a month is such a blessing. Anybody and everybody that has joined me in doing some kind of ministry for God, it has been so divine. Not forced, not what I think, allow God to really, really, really put it together. I have met some amazing people from all over the world. And because of just, not leaning onto my own understanding or looking at the outside of a person or just being in my comfort zone, oh my goodness, some amazing things has happened. Over in Pakistan, my church, Stone Corner Ministries in Pakistan, with Pastor Softer, Pastor Rabina, and Pastor Sunny, the head leaders there, are doing amazing things to be able to oversee a ministry there. Then Jesus Christ Ministries in Pakistan with Minister Human, that's another church I'm overseeing. So it's like God is really, really doing amazing things all over the world, and especially in what's coming in May. So you guys just continue to stay tuned. I love you. I appreciate you all, and God bless. Okay, listen, Dr. Gina's radio chat. Listen, you got to tune in next week, because you know why? You never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's radio chat. So you always got to stay tuned and stay connected. Go and follow me on Instagram at Gina R. Prince. And then go on Clubhouse at Gina R. Prince. Go on Twitter at Gina R. Prince, and go on my Facebook page. Let me tell you something. Some of you may be looking for me on my private page at Dr. Gina Prince. Dr. Gina R. Prince, I shut that down. I silenced that page because I wanted to focus on ministry only. So I still have the Dr. Gina's radio chat Facebook page, and I have the new page, Dr. Gina R. Prince Global Ministries, Dr. Gina R. Prince Global Ministries. You can go and follow me there and see what's going on with ministries all over the world. and what God is doing, because that's my focus, you guys. I love you so much for tuning in. You guys rock with me every single week, and I can't thank you enough. Producer Doug, you know I got nothing but love for you. Listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're just going to tune up out of here. But until then, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you. Bye-bye.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig. Everybody's looking at you.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
You know, as we listen to Dr. Gina's teachings, there is such an anointing, a revelation that will bring breakthrough into every area of your life. Now we're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.